You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is now Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. I'm the kid sitting in this booth. If you were listening before, you would know my name, but I like to keep a little bit of mystery, so I won't tell you my name. You'll have to guess. Although there's no way for... There's no one to guess to. You guess to your friend, the person sitting beside you. If there is. If not, guess to yourself, because I'm not here to accept or deny guesses. Anyway, that first track was I Want It Now by the Belladines, who are from Vancouver. And interestingly enough, the female in the group, there's three dudes and a girl, she used to live in the basement under Chris's house. Chris being the host of Parts Unknown that was just on. And then, check this out, she left her cat there for Chris's sister to take care of. So I don't know what happened to the cat. I assume the cat is still alive and kicking. But I just thought that was kind of interesting for those who like cats and basements. That story was specifically for you. Yes, so this is... we're going to start with some prog rock. We're going to start with some old, but awesome... Well, older, younger than me, but awesome. This is Do Make Say Think off You, Your History and Rust, which came out in 2007. My favorite album by them. And it is In Mind. Thank you. That last track that we just heard was called Georgia by the London, England based band called Yuck. And they just released an album called Yuck. 2011, so February. So just recently it came out in England. And despite the gross name Yuck, it sounds gross. Yuck, 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 yuck. Kind of sounds like yak, yak. Anyway, they're quite good. I dig it, even if their band name is something little children say to Brussels sprouts. Yeah, yak. Anyway, I'm done. In other news, in addition to me sitting here and playing music, because you know what? I exist on other days of the week, and I have a life, and I do things other than entertain you for an hour a week. And I know, that's such a big thing, and, like, I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize or something for it. But don't worry about it. It's all good. So I've been hired. I have a summer job, which means I don't need to go back home, which is sweet. For you guys, that means you guys get to hear me every week or every other week for the entire summer. Yay! Cue everyone applauds. Applaud now. Thank you. Anyway, so I am a professional salad tosser. Yeah, no. I work at a kitchen tossing salad all day for customers and cutting salads, like the vegetables and all the fruits and stuff that go on salads. But just, although it's like a legitimate job, I just like to say I'm a professional salad tosser. I think it's funny. My customers have to leave satisfied or else they can return the salad and I will retoss it. It's kind of gross. Now all I need is a job at a Hershey's factory packing fudge, and I will have my summer job as a resume as a professional salad tosser and fudge packer. I think that's like the greatest. I think that's so funny. I had a counselor in camp when I went to like summer camp when I was younger who used to work at a Hershey's factory packing fudge, like into boxes. That was his job, to pack fudge. And since then, I've always decided that one day I will be a salad tosser and fudge packer. So right now I'm a salad tosser, but if anyone knows of an opening at a Hershey's factory or any other chocolate factory or fudge factory which involves me packing fudge into boxes, let me know, because I will volunteer, work for free, just for the resume and the bragging rights. And, of course, as we all know, chicks dig that, you know, chicks dig dudes with jobs, which is one. And second of all, who wouldn't want a dude who both tosses salad and packs fudge and gets paid for it? That's right. Anyway, I'm going to shut up because you guys are probably gouging out your ears. They're bleeding and you're like, ah! Anyway, this is a stellar album. The artist, I don't know if it's his name or he's just like, it's a bunch of dudes who wanted a band that sounds like a name. I don't know. Federico Aubele, off a new album, Berlin 13, and this is a track, Berlin. And yeah, it'll be swell. Thank you. So, as I said, that last track was Federico Aubele, the album Berlin 13. So, I was just going to play the next track, but, because, you know, that's how I roll, and I roll really well, like a paint can down a hill. But the jam was, is that this next track is not proggy, and I accidentally hit the mic button. So, I'm going to introduce it. You know what? I could have just not even said that I hit the mic button accidentally and no one would have known. But honesty's the best policy. Uh-huh. Yeah, ladies. Kidding, I like to lie. No, I like to... I'm just... Anyway. Young Galaxy. Long live the fallen world. This track is not too proggy, but they are Canadian. And I dig the album. You know, I listen to more than just prog rock. Okay? I have feelings, too. And, yeah, I really like this album. It is called Invisible Republic. And, yeah, this track is Long Live the Fallen World. Ironic, given our new government. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, no, maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. Screw it. I don't care about politics. Young Galaxy, Long Live the Fallen World. Check it.
You know, it's funny, some of us will never ever find true love. Like, take for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there. And that lady beside Mars. And basically everybody at table nine.
Kineticism Productions is proud to present the Canadian premiere of Love Stories, 5 plays by Itamar Moses. This funny and poignant quintet of shorts promises something for everyone who has ever been in love, tried to be in love, or thought about all the reasons why it might be easier to never be in love. Featuring a creative team brimming with exciting young talent, the Canadian premiere of Love Stories by Itamar Moses plays May 11th through 21st at 8 p.m. in the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. All performances are pay what you can. To reserve seats, email kineticism@gmail.com or call 604-999-1522.
And yes, so for those who are either interested in 5 short plays about love or going to the Little Mountain Gallery or anything that is pay what you can, check it out. I think this was the first time I heard about it, because we've got a list of things that, like, oh, play this, play that. And cool. So I will definitely check that. The pay what you can really appeals to me. Although I am a professional salad tosser, I haven't gotten paid yet, so I'm still broke. So Young Galaxy, that just played. And I have to admit, since you guys can't really see me, I'm just going to tell you. When that was playing, I turned down the lights in the studio and had a solo dance party. I don't know if anyone was passing me, like, on the window and saw me, like, grooving out on my own. But either way, I'm sure they enjoyed the show. Because you know what? Who doesn't like to see me dance? Nobody. That's who. So the next track I'm going to play is from this stellar band, who is coming to Vancouver on Thursday. I don't know if they've come to, if they're coming on Vancouver like to Wednesday to just go sightseeing and stuff, or, you know, maybe they're coming a little bit early to get a dinner somewhere. I don't know. But in addition to entering Vancouver to, and they should go to the art gallery. I don't know why. Just maybe because, like, it's on the list, and in Granville Island and Stanley Park. That's what I tell my mother to do when she visits. But either way, Crystal Stilts are playing at the Biltmore on Thursday, and I will be there. So for those who are going and want to go with a celebrity, let me know, and I will show up and we can be friends. Because, you know, everyone wants to be my friend. It's okay. It's really easy to be my friend. I'm not a very unlikable person. I'm pretty awesome, actually. And full of myself, apparently. That always confused me when someone's like, you're full of yourself. I've always been like, well, what else am I going to be full of if not myself? Someone else? Like, my insides are my own people. Idioms. Anyway. So they, Crystal Stilts released an album. We have been spinning it like mad. In Love with Oblivion. So it's not, like, I was chatting with my roommate about it, and he's like, oh, you know, it's not really that awesome. It doesn't, like, you know, it doesn't do anything new and experimental that I've never heard. I'm just like, yeah, but it's still, like, a really good album, really well put together with a lot of, like, cool riffs and stuff. And really psychedelic, and it's good to see kind of this stuff coming out that isn't just crap. So, In Love with Oblivion is the album, and it is, the track is Invisible City. If you dig it and you're bored on Thursday night, come to the Biltmore and hang out with me. And yeah, let's go. And I think I'll play a song after it without announcing it. So for those who are sick of hearing my voice, and I'm sure it's like more than half of you, there's going to be about 10 minutes of just stellar music. And you're going to miss me, right? Yeah. And go.
Yeah.
and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just thought I'd remind anyone who either is just joining us in the, I guess, the metaphorical sense, or, I don't know, joining me, I don't know, for anyone who doesn't know, I guess. Hold on, radio voice. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And yes, I practiced that special voice just for saying that. It's really cool. Don't worry, I'm going to tell my grandkids when I'm like 77 or some crap about how I used to have a radio show, and they're going to think I'm so cool and retro and old school. And but really, I'm just super cool. But so that last track, Mogwai, off their album, and a stellar album, not their new one, which is pretty good, but not as good as this one. Says me. Happy Songs for Happy People, which was their fourth full-length, and I believe it came out somewhere in the past century. Yes. Yes, I'm correct. It did come out before after 1910 and before 2011. So, yeah. That's about the time frame for that record. The song was called I Know You Are, But What Am I? Another timeless classic of an idiom that doesn't make any... Like, I hated that one. Like, you call someone a jerk, and they're like, I know you are, but what am I? And I'm like, you're a jerk. I know you are, but what am I? Just like, well, if I keep answering the... Like, I keep answering the question, and you keep giving me the same question back. It's very... I was very childish. But, granted, I used my fair share of that one. And, like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Is like, I don't want to be rubber. And calling someone glue is a very poor insult. But, you know, kids. Kids these days. Nothing can be done about them, but clearly give them other childish things to say back to you. Speaking of children and childish and things... for those who have, if you guys know, there's this thing called the internet and Google. If you type in google.ca.com, the Google's thing today is Mr. Men. That, like, those shirts that Blue Notes put out a couple years ago, which was a throwback to the kids' show from, like, the 60s or so. Before I was alive and, like, in this century. So, again, between 1910 and like, 1990 or something. But super funny. I have, like, the original Mr. Men shorts. They're, like, 7 minutes long, and there's, like, Mr. Happy, Mr. Tiny, Mr. Forgetful, Mr. Silly, Mr. Messy, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll watch them sometimes because it's jolly good fun, and they're just really funny. I used to have them on my iPod, but then my iPod just got, like, reformatted, and then I don't have them anymore. But anyway, so for those who are bored and are internet capable, just check out the picture, and you know what, YouTube Mr. Men, it's just funny, and it's awesome. But okay, that was enough about Mr. Men, childishness, and Mogwai. Although you can never have too much childishness. You can probably have too much Mr. Men and too much Mogwai, but never too much childlessness. Yeah, so that was Happy Songs for Happy People, Mogwai. They're from Scotland, I believe. Yes, Glasgow. Yeah, so they're pretty stellar stuff. And Happy Songs from Happy People came out in 2003, for those looking for a more specific time frame. Yeah, so the next track I have is by a small band. Small as in there's only two of them. They might be physically small people, or they might just be, like, really gigantic. I don't know. But it's a dude and a girl, so I'm going to assume their average size, and then we can say maybe together they weigh less than 300 pounds. So that's probably a small band, especially since I don't think they have, like, a real drummer, and a drum kit's pretty heavy. So right off the bat, they're saving a lot of weight. So they're a small, light band, but they released an album last year called The Reverie. And, yeah, I dig it. I dig the album. I don't know if you guys will like it, but really, I don't really care. I'm going to play it anyway, and You know what? If you don't like it, just chill. Calm down. Just listen. Just go with it. Just shh. Yeah, I was not nearly as creepy, but kind of creepy. I was hoping it'd be a lot more creepy. Anyway, Reverie, Promised Land.
Thank you.
And so that last track was Boogie Monster off their album Zamechi. Hold on, I can check that for you. I just can't really pronounce it. Anyway, they're playing on May 13th at Goody Zechimechi. Or if you want to pronounce your CHs like cuz, Zechemakai. Zechimechi sounds way better. Oh, sorry. So they're playing May 13th with Myths at Goody. And as far as I know, that's probably one of their last shows for a while. So everyone should go and check it out if you can. The last time I saw them, they were playing in the lounge here at CATR at 24 hours of Radio Thunderbird Hell. And I think I was the only one in the audience, in addition to like people hearing on the air. But it was really cool because Boogie Monster played a show just for me. Because I'm awesome. And that's how I roll. But also that night, which was really fun, there was a stellar bill, lots of good bands. I hope everyone, or some people, tuned in. And for those who didn't, you missed out. And check out next year. It was also a milestone for, in my life, I found my first open bar ever. Needless to say, it was a shit show. Apparently, I was here until 2 in the morning. I don't remember anything past 9:30. And I got into a fight with a lamp, and the lamp won, I think. At least I was wounded when I came home. But I haven't seen the lamp since then, so maybe he's in worse shape than I am. But either way, moral of the story is Alex plus open bar equals... Nuts, I told you my name! Crap, I was totally wanted some mystery earlier on in the show, but I guess not. Well then, so I hope those of you were paying attention, because I won't tell you again! So I guess the last track I have to play... Oh, wait, before I do that, hold on...
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Cool. I had forgot to do that prior to. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this has been Mantis Cabinet. I have one track to leave you guys with. This is by the Echelon Effect, off a comp put out by Hawk Moon Records. Which does, I guess, as far as I know, I haven't listened to their whole, like, category or anything, their whole listing, but it's kind of like weird, ambient, just cool, weird stuff. Weird. That's my new way to define rock. That's my new way to define certain types of music now. Weird. So this is really good, and until next time... I will yell, chat, play rad tunes at you guys next week or 2 weeks from now. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, stay cool. I don't know. What? I need some sort of an ending phrase. I'm thinking, like, keep your stick on the ice, but that's already taken. I don't freaking know, man. Hell. Keep your stick on the ice. No, that's probably copyrighted. Hell, I don't... Fuck it. Just have a good week.